Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so we are live on the air. It's 11 o'clock in the evening on this wonderful Monday night. This is Common Ties Live on Blog Talk Radio. We are joined by all of our favorites, the usual suspects. Antonio Driver in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is with us tonight. Antonio, how are you feeling this evening?
I'm feeling really good. Excited about tonight. Really excited, actually.
Oh, my goodness. I want to play a little music. I'm going to play a little music in the background as I introduce everyone, and then I'll tell everybody about this song that we're playing to kind of set the mood for our dating and relationship show. And so DJ Hunter is on the line here in Washington, D.C. How are you, DJ?
I am fine. How is everybody this evening?
I am good. We're going to talk a little bit more with DJ and I, because I met DJ on Sunday. It's very nice to meet you early in the morning. Mr. August Leo Rain is all the way down in North Carolina. Our southern gentleman, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I can't complain. And then we have, last but not least, our rah-rah himself, Ramon Gaddis, all the way in South Jersey. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. I'm good. It's Monday, first day of the business week. And so if everybody's tuning in now, what you're hearing in the background is a song called High Key. From Aurora, who is in our group. This is her single. I put the link if you want to go and download it for free. The song is called High Key. And it's free on SoundCloud. So, you know, we got to support our people, got to support our group members. So you can get that song, High Key, on SoundCloud. So dating and relationships tonight, guys. My goodness, after 2 weeks of such serious subject matter, we're going to have a little fun tonight and just open the phone lines and talk to our listeners about dating and relationships and how they feel about it. So it should be a fun show tonight. But I got to say, DJ, it was so nice meeting you on Sunday. I know it was early in the morning. I bought you some baseball tickets, but it was so nice meeting you. He came out in his black shirt and his basketball shorts.
Yeah,
he was like, look, I just woke up.
Exactly. Hair was not done. Hair was out of control.
But honey, you are fabulous. I wanted to say, what man do you have up there in that bed that you're dating? But you know, or you might be in a relationship.
I actually did have a man in my bed, and his name is Mr. Cuddles. He's my teddy bear.
Mr.
No, seriously.
So Mr. Cuddles messed your hair up.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a wild sleeper, first of all, with long hair. Thank you very much. Long hair don't care. But no, I sleep with my teddy bear. I ain't sharing my bed with nobody right now. Nobody is worthy at this moment.
Wow. Well, we're going to find out who's worthy. So, DJ, you have some, I don't know what we would call them statistics. I guess we would just call them definitions defined by two different websites on what dating is all about or what dating means from their perspective. So talk to us about what those websites are stating about dating.
Well, first of all, Urban Dictionary, or how I call it, you know, a thoughts encyclopedia, defines dating as a couple being in early stages of a relationship where they go out on dates, to find out if they like each other, as a prelude to actually being in a fully fledged relationship. Now, if you're classy and not thoughtful, you might look at loveisrespect.org that defines dating as an intimate relationship between two mature individuals.
Oh, very interesting. Okay. So, guys, what are we thinking about that? Antonio, what's your definition of dating?
My definition of dating, when you say dating, because someone broke down dating and they're dating someone earlier on this week for me, my definition of dating is just two people taking the time out to get to know each other.
Okay. I guess you could say that's part of the answer for some people. August, what's your definition of dating? And you were in a very serious relationship for a few years, so you're single now. What's your definition?
Well, I have something that I prepared. It's, I have it written as, dating is the process of getting to know someone that you're romantically interested in, taking the time to go out to mutually agreed upon locations with the hopes of getting to know each other, each other's dislikes, likes, interests, and compatibility. That process will help lay a foundation that can lead to a committed relationship and possibly marriage.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look
Rara.
At you,
okay. Mm. I look all deep and southern and sexy. My goodness. All right.
Professor Bolander.
Okay, it is 11:06 on Common Ties Live, the late night pillow talk hour. And Mr. August Leo Rain just broke it down for us. So Rara in South Jersey, talk to us a little bit about what dating is to you. What's your definition of dating?
Well, I think dating is, like, if you say you're dating, you're actually like exploring your options and going on like several dates, meeting up with different people and getting to know a couple of people.
Mm-hmm.
And taking it from there.
Ooh.
Trying to find someone you're interested in.
Okay, so let's take it up another notch. So who are you interested in right now? Who are you dating, Mr. Gaddis?
Me, right now, I am single. I am not dating at the moment.
Single and ready to mingle, that's what you're saying?
I think I am ready to mingle again. It's been 5 years since my last relationship. I've been on a couple
of
dates since then.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm ready to start dating again.
Didn't you say the other day on the post that you were going to? You said the other day on the post that you were going to rub one out, and put it on his chin, and go to sleep. My goodness.
Yeah, that's my relationship right now.
Relationship with your right hand. Well, I hope when I meet you in October, it'll be clean. If not, I'll just dig in my bag and put some hand sanitizer on your hand and shake it. So
yeah, you know my right arm is a little bit stronger than the left arm, so.
Oh my God, right arm stronger than the left. Wow, Antonio, are we seeing
What's
anybody
up?
Right now? Are we seeing anyone? Is anyone saying? Don't try. Don't be coy with us tonight, okay? Are we seeing anyone tonight? Are we seeing someone? Is someone putting, you know, some coy in the pond? What's going on?
There's someone that has my interest.
Really? Is this person in the group? If you can, you can hear. Is this person in the group?
As his lawyer, my client is going to plead the fifth on that.
Plead the fifth. Yeah. Mm.
Yes,
well, we're my family here. Okay. So we have our eyes set on someone. August, is there someone that is in the kitchen tossing up a nice green salad for you to eat tonight?
I just
Excuse
put his
me.
Number into the group. There could possibly be someone calling in from North Carolina tonight that I have a
wow.
lovely
mm-hmm. Some a little spicy somebody, huh? Well, all right. Well, I think that we need to really just kind of get into this whole thing. Should we open the phone lines up and just talk about, I guess we can say, best dates and worst dates, and then we'll all just kind of trickle in?
That sounds really interesting.
I think that sounds really interesting. I want to actually go to Pittsburgh tonight. I have callers on the line from Pittsburgh tonight. One of the callers just dropped off, so that's an indication that they were very nervous to be on the phone. The other caller, whose last four digits ends in 7190, and this the area code is 412. Caller from Pittsburgh, you were on the air with us. Last four digits, 7190. Talk to us tonight. Who are we talking to in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, how you guys doing? My name is Chris. Chris Balenciaga from Pittsburgh. And thank you for having me on the show. This is my first time calling in and kind of excited to, you know, provide some insights and, you know, contribute to the conversation.
Oh, we love that. Such a great and professional introduction. So, Chris, We're talking about dating and relationships tonight, and we want to know what's the worst date you've ever had.
The worst date I've ever had. I really can't say that I really have had like a lot of bad dates, but I do recall one particular time there was this guy that I actually went out to dinner with years ago, and the dinner was very, very cool. Everything went very, very well, and he asked me to drop him off at home, you know, after, you know, we finished eating and, you know, had a nice night. And so he was like, before you take me home, can you take me to my cousin's house? I'm going to go in the house and I'm going to grab something. And so I said, okay, cool. So I took him to his cousin's house or whoever's house it was, and he went inside. And then he texted me when he got in the house and said, oh, you're just not my type or something like that. You're a big boy and I don't like big boys. And I said, oh, okay. I said, it's really funny that you say that after, you know, sat and, you know, we had a nice dinner and everything. So to me, that's kind of like, okay, well, if that was the case, you should have said that from the door. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, people have different intentions and everything. And then I remember last year I went on a date with someone as well. And in the end result, the guy actually stole my cell phone.
Oh.
All the day. Yes.
Where did you find an internet in Pittsburgh?
This is in Pittsburgh, and I'm actually still waiting to see. I don't know if I can cuss on the radio, but still waiting to see this person again.
Oh, you can't. You know, no FCC line. Yeah.
Oh, okay, but he stole my cell phone, and what really, really made it worse is that I knew the guy's cousin, and so it was just kind of crazy. But he stole my cell phone, and I actually tried to call him from another phone, and I guess my phone had died, and I had a flight to catch. I was going to San Francisco but the very next morning. So I actually had to go fly all the way to San Francisco from Pittsburgh without a cell phone and call Verizon and just go through all that mess and finally got in contact with him. And he said, oh, okay, well, I'm going to give you your phone. And he said, do you want me to overnight it to you? And I said, yeah, if possible, please, and I'll appreciate that. And he never did, and he just cut his number off, changed his number and everything, so he has my cell phone. I don't know if he got into the phone or if he was able to access and get into the phone, but if he did, he's probably gagging.
what did he find? What are some things that he would have found in your phone, Chris?
Are you sure you want to disclose that with a live audience?
Okay.
I'm a very transparent person, and keeping it real, he probably found some pictures and stuff that one of my best friends sent me of some of the trade and stuff that he was dealing with. So he probably was gagging about that. Yeah, one of my best friends actually used to deal with a lot of trade. So he was trying to send me little pictures of, like, look at this brother, just key with it and everything like that. So, you know, he probably saw some of that stuff. But nevertheless, he stole my phone. If I see this bitch out here and everything like that, I'm still going to have this could be a misunderstanding off top. But that would probably be one of the worst dates that I've ever been on, was that, you know, like I said, someone basically was, you know, kind of not upfront with me that they weren't interested. If you're not interested, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Because, shit, I mean, it's whatever. But for the dude to steal off me on the date at that, you know, especially when I thought that everything went very, very well, it was kind of like, wow, like, really? And I knew the dude's family member, so it was kind of like close to home in a sense. But for him to steal my phone, like, that's really petty. And it's just real, real petty. You know, petty.
So, you didn't see any of the signs on this date, like, that it was going to be awkward? It was awkward, or, like, was the date even going well at all?
No, the date was going very, very well. He actually, you know, kind of was somewhat impressive on the date. You know, he's a paramedic, so he was telling me he's a paramedic, and just, you know, we were just talking about just work experiences, and he, you know, shared things with me, such as, you know, some of the worst things he's seen on the job by being a paramedic and stuff like that, and, you know, just talking about, you know, his, you know, education and his schooling, and kind of just, you know, growing up in Pittsburgh. I'm not from Pittsburgh, I'm from Michigan, so, you know, it's kind of talking about, you know, just preparing, you know, the different cities and regions and things, and just talking about what we like, what we're interested in, and stuff like that. You know, it went very, very well from my understanding. But for this person to, you know, steal off of me, it was kind of like, okay, you know, it is what it is. But in a sense, I kind of feel like it was my fault, because I think I might have either dropped my phone in his car or he either just took it. I don't know which one. But nevertheless, he still took it. It was gone. But, you know, everything went very, very well according to plan. So that's why I'm funny about going on dates with certain people, and I'm always, you know, especially now my car is always up and I'm always paying attention to things and always looking at things, you know, watching my environment and stuff like that, because, you know, you never know what someone's intentions really, really are, You know,
Who paid for dinner?
We actually split it half and half, so we went Dutch on, you know, for the dinner. You know, I paid for my bill, he paid for his.
You better than me, honey, because I would have choked on a piece of chicken accidentally, and it would, well, I would have taken to see his ass to save my life. But anyway, okay, well.
But I know you guys also had a question about, you guys were saying about the definition of dating. I have a different definition of dating, in a sense, compared to what you guys were saying just a few minutes ago.
Okay, tell us your definition, and Antonio has a question. Tell us your definition, and then Antonio's going to have a question for you.
Okay, no problem.
Go ahead with your definition.
I feel like, you know, this is just me personally. When I say I'm dating someone, I take dating, in a sense, kind of seriously. So if I'm exclusively dating you, you know, that's what I consider to be dating. You know, I feel like there's different stages and different levels of, you know, when you're talking to somebody and dating. Like, I feel like, you know, first you kind of have to get interest, have an interest in someone. Then you kind of have like that talking phase where you're kind of just, you know, filtering things out and you're talking, just kind of getting to know each other on like just some of the basic levels like that. And I guess that, you know, once you kind of have you kind of have like an established mutual understanding or established mutual interest with each other, and, you know, and you possibly see a potential to take it a little further, then I feel like that's when you kind of go into a dating phase. You know, some people feel like dating is just going out with different people on different times and, oh, I met you the first time to go out to dinner. Like, you know, yeah, that's a date, but I feel like a date and dating is two different things. I definitely feel like you kind of have that talking phase first, and after you kind of get that kind of mutual understanding and that mutual interest with each other, then you kind of can move into like a dating phase. And then, you know, you have the basic dating and like exclusively dating, which goes right next. And then, you know, kind of just moves along the level. So, you know, everyone has their own individual definition of how they look at that. But, you know, just me personally, I look at it as, you know, just, you know, catching my interest first and going from there to talking, and then possibly dating, then exclusively dating, and possibly a relationship, a partnership from there on out.
All right, Mr. Talkative. Yes, I'm loving that, loving all this great feedback you've given us. Well, you just answered Antonio's question, by the way, so he doesn't have one anymore.
Yep.
We're going to, do you want to answer? Did you have another part to your question, Antonio?
No. He answered my question. Dr. Chris Balenciaga answered my question.
Yes, the love doctor in the house. Well, Dr. Chris, we thank you for calling in tonight. I'm going to put you back in queue. We're going to take
the next caller.
Very interesting. Very interesting. It's going to be quite a conversation tonight about different people's perspectives. All right. So there's a caller calling from Philadelphia. 267 is the area code. And the last four digits of that number is 2069. And let's see what this caller's worst date was like. Hello, Philadelphia. Last four digits, 2069. You're on the air. Who are we talking to?
Good evening. This is Dwayne. How are you?
Hi, Dwayne.
Hey,
Dwayne Crew?
Hi, Dwayne.
Yes, it is. How are you?
In the flesh. Such a beautiful voice coming out of Philadelphia tonight. your worst date, Dwayne. Talk to us about your worst date.
My worst date. Let's see.
And spare us the gory details, Tony. This is a live show.
Oh, it's not that bad. I haven't had that many bad dates. I haven't had that many good dates. I'll be completely honest. One of my worst was probably I went out to meet a couple friends of mine and end up hooking up with somebody else. Got the person's number. And we end up meeting up later on. We met for dinner, and it was just complete silence the entire time. And I'm a person, I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm a very high-contact type of person. I love conversation. I love, you know, interaction, mental stimulation, everything else. So to sit there and just absolutely speak absolute nothing to me is... it's horrible, and it was not a good time, and we actually did not speak afterwards. Now, there was another one I could think of. There was an interest I had of somebody we had met online and started talking, and I went over, and that date ended up turning into a one-night stand, which was like, all right, now we're not going to talk anymore. So...
Dwayne, you're somebody.
Well, hey, at least you got something good out of it.
Okay.
Hold on.
You know what?
Was it good?
It was probably the best I've ever had.
Oh, damn. Too bad you didn't get to keep that shit around.
Wait, no. Antonio, you can't ask that question because I got one. So it was the best you ever had. So why was it the best that you ever had?
Why did you let it go?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we need to get some Joni Mitchell out. Where's my Joni Mitchell so I can play that song? I don't know what you got until it's gone. All right, come on and spill it, baby. Our cup
why was it
dry.
The best? Mm-hmm. Because the body was perfect. The taste was perfect. The everything was perfect, and it ended up in, if we're all adults, a 5-minute orgasm on both ends. Yeah.
Wait, were you for a 5-minute orgasm?
Yeah, we woke the neighbors up. Let's just say that much.
Oh, those are always good ones. You need to get popped in the back of your neck for letting that one go.
What did you do? How did you mess that up?
I don't know. We just went on two different paths. He was from Jersey going to Rutgers University, and I'm in Philly, a restaurant manager, so we just didn't have time for each other.
1 second, Ramon, didn't you go to Rutgers University?
it wasn't Ramon.
No.
It wasn't me.
Let's try this one again. Antonio, watch your mouth.
Ooh. Well, all right.
He got forceful. Go on, Antonio, and hit him with a yes, daddy.
Antonio. Or was it Antonio?
No, he went to Rutgers University. I did not know Antonio at that time, so.
Okay, well. All right. What's your definition of dating?
My definition of dating, let's see. My definition of dating is just kind of like everybody else is saying, is taking your different options and getting to know people. And if you find someone that you're pretty compatible with, taking that focus and taking that compatibility and focusing it on that one person. You know, especially if you really find someone. Typically, dating leads to a relationship, or relationship leads to marriage. I'm a marriage type of guy. I really want to get married. I really want to have kids. I want to do the full family deal. And I'm a long-term type of person. I don't like short-term.
Let me come and take a ride up to Philadelphia, honey. I'm just happy to show you.
I'm a long-term type of person. Best things about me, one of the worst things about me is I kind of think ahead too much. I try to live in the moment, but my mind is always thinking about my future, what's going on in my future, what's next in my future. So I have a tendency when it comes to dating to, yes, I focus on my future. Sometimes I have a tendency to pass over the current and the now, and that's kind of where I am right now. And then when it comes to dating, it's trying to find that right now to lead to the future. So I was in a situation where I was talking to somebody, connected with somebody, and it was literally on a cuddle buddy type of situation where come over, chill, watch a movie, we talk, bust it up, whatever. Well, when that started happening, we really found out we started really liking each other. Same time, my ex came back into the picture and was like, I really want to try this again. And me, the type of person I am, I'm a hopeless romantic. I really was like, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give my ex another try. Gave the current one up, went back with the ex. That didn't work out so well. So it was like, do I deal with something that's good right now to fade away later on, or do I would deal with something that's rough right now could be great later on? I chose the potential. Didn't work out so well. Now I'm at a point where I'm like, okay, now I'm going to break down, be an adult, and actually choose the one that has it right now.
Right.
So it's been a pretty weird, rough couple years, but, you know.
And how old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh, baby, you have time. You have time. We're all young. Go ahead, Antonio.
So, Dwayne, I have one question. Like, are you crushing on, are you dating anybody now? Are you crushing on anybody in the group?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Oh, don't plead the fifth, baby. Just tell us.
Wait a minute. You don't have a lawyer.
Give us a hint. Can you give us a hint? Can you just like give us a description of their personality? I mean, we don't know everyone.
There are two people who I'm crushing on right now.
Really?
One person who we are, when we're face to face, we're pretty much in sync. We can finish each other's sentences. Our mental is there. The connection is there. There are some issues that he needs to work out as far as his life, because he's 29 and he wants to figure out where he is. And it sucks because he's 29 and just trying to figure out where he is.
Wow.
The other one, I'm very interested in, but he's a little on the stubborn side. And we made an agreement where we would keep things to a certain level and possibly revisit things later on. But at this point, it doesn't seem like he wants to take things to that level. So I'm like at a point where I'm like, okay, do I continue to press on or do I back off a little?
I think we're all just mesmerized by these stories and this 5-minute orgasm over here and 5-minute orgasm over there. All right. Well, it's 11:26 Monday night. My goodness.
All right.
Dwayne, we thank you for calling in. We're going to put you back in queue, and hopefully you'll be coming to our Common Ties weekend so that we can see you
On it. I definitely plan on it. The issue is I wanted to do a lot of different things. I was talking to somebody about doing the AIDS walk in D.C. and in Philly, but I think it'd probably be too much. I'm all about the cause and all about, you know, doing things to make things better in the lifestyle, especially for everybody. You know, HIV is a huge thing for me. I dated a couple people with those diseases and viruses. And actually, if you guys remember, we talked about earlier in the group, is it actually make me fall for the person even, or the people even more, because it makes me realize what type of person you are anymore. Are you taking care of yourself or are you not? That's neither here nor there. That's another story for another time. But I'll definitely look forward to meeting all of you.
Indeed. Well, sweetheart, we thank you for calling in. We wish you a wonderful night. We're going to put you back in queue. We're going to head back over to Pittsburgh. There's another Pittsburgh caller on the line. Last 4 digits is 1611. Area code is 412, naturally, for Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, you are on the air with Common Ties Live. Who are we talking to tonight?
What's up?
Is this our Alex in Wonderland?
Hey, you already know who it is.
I know that voice. How are you, Dumpling, with those toes pointed to the sky?
Like a Power Ranger.
Okay.
That's his favorite move.
Well, let's get right into this.
I want to be the best Pink Ranger you can be, Alex.
I prefer red. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yes. Red Ranger.
Fuchsia is a shade of red. There you go, boo. I love you.
How y'all doing?
We are doing well tonight. So, with your toes pointed to the sky and in the perfect position, I was going to say something really crass on your photo today, but I was like, you know, I'm not going to say it. Hopefully he'll call into the show. That's why I was trying to get the Pittsburgh customer. Honey, he was selling the
garment. He tried
that photo. He was selling the leg warmers, shorts. He was selling face, legs, balls, everything in that picture.
Look, y'all say artistic. So, I mean, I used to dance. So that's what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? But
were you like didn't you take like strip toe class dancing and all that?
No, actually, I took technical classes, very ballet, balancing style, very Horton and Graham.
Okay, real quick, I don't care about it no more. Have you used any of them techniques in the bedroom?
My goodness.
What is that? I mean, who wouldn't use those techniques in the bedroom is the real question.
I'm asking you, had you used them? That's a yes or no question.
I mean, yeah.
Yes, he's taking too long. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. The Red Ranger has pulled out the power sword and let him have
I thought we were talking about dating, not my sex life.
Hello. Okay, well, I was trying to take it back to what your best date. Talk to us about your best date.
My best date was I was getting to know this guy, and he took me to this really, really nice French restaurant on the South Side. and it was just like really, really romantic. So that was
wait
like
on the south side. Is the south side the nice side? Because you know the south side in most areas is the bad side. So the south side is the nice side of Pittsburgh. I'm just gonna make sure y'all wasn't dodging bullets for a little pate.
I mean, our south side is kind of expensive. So
oh, okay, great. All right. So keep going.
But yeah, it was real nice. You know, we had a nice dinner. The restaurant had a nice little ambiance to it. So it was cool. You know, conversation was cool and stuff like that. So that was definitely probably like one of my most memorable dates.
How long ago was that?
Eons ago. Very.
Now I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay, so here you go.
Get
look, okay, being all nosy. Okay, Antonio doesn't ask you any questions because you guys are friends. Okay, let's play the dating game. We want to do a little dating scenario. Are you single right now? I take it.
I am single.
You are single. Are you ready to mingle?
I'm ready to mingle with the right person. Yeah.
Okay.
Here we are.
Would you mingle with someone, let's say, who lives in South Jersey, for example, who's also single?
That's really hard to say because I kind of operate on like how I interact with people, so I can't say yes or no until. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to say no. I mean, I've definitely talked to people in other locations. So, I mean, that wouldn't really be a big deal.
So, could you tell us your type of guy?
Wait a minute. You can't jump in yet. I was playing the dating game right now. Hold that question.
Okay.
I'm trying to make some love sparks
here. Connections.
Okay? Some connections, you know? Because he said he was single. You can't date him because he's your Judy. And DJ's not interested in him. But Ramon is single. Ramon is single. Rah-rah, come out of the dark waters of Sycamore, New Jersey.
Ramon is off limits.
Wait, Ramon is off limits. Oh, wait a minute now, honey.
Yes, I am off limits right
now. Why is Ramon off limits?
That's a conversation for another day. Where is
Wendy Williams when we need her? Honey, this is a hot topic. I play Wendy Williams right now. Why is Ramon off limits?
You know what, Alex? I could really see that work. I really could see that work.
Oh, honey, who are you? The shade, Antonio. Oh, there's some subliminal shit going on right here. We're gonna get to the bottom of this. I need to know why Ramon is off limits.
That is a personal inbox conversation.
Honey, wait a minute.
So, have you guys seen each other naked already? Are you dating already? Is this something we don't know?
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Alex. Wait, you and Alex are taking the snow? Alex, did you know that you and Ramon
are taking the snow? That would be really nice. Tristan is cutting up. Y'all need to disconnect your phone.
Okay, look. I was really trying to do a friendly connection, but Ramon is over here saying that y'all two are inboxing each other, so I'm trying to make sure that this
He ain't never said nothing like
not
that.
Not us.
It's only one person in the group that I actually inbox.
Oh,
have what? Like, okay. Nobody in the group talks. Nobody in the group talks to me. I guess I'm like too. I don't know. Don't nobody talk to me though, unless I'm like.
Well, apparently Ramon said he's talking because he just said he inboxed you, so maybe he inboxed the wrong Alex.
Not him.
Not him now. Oh, honey, this is too much for my spirit. Okay, Antonio, what was your question, honey? I was trying to make a love connection.
I just wanted him to describe his type of man, but you know, we should.
Yeah, talk about your type of man that you date, Alex. Because Alex, first of all, can I just say Alex is cute, he's fabulous, and he's beautiful. So I'm not understanding why he's single. But anyway, I digress. What type of man are you dating, darling?
Oh, thank you. I'm actually like really kind of weird when it comes to dating, because I can't, like, I don't like just like one type of guy. Like, I can't say like, oh, I like jocks, or like, oh, I like gamers. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I kind of like a guy that has like a mix of everything. Like, you know, he's kind of masculine, he's kind of feminine, he, you know, a gamer, he's kind of nerdy, you know, he's adventurous. Like, I like a guy that's very multifaceted. I guess that's the best way to say it. Like, I don't like somebody that's like straight cut, like right down the center. Like, I need to know, like, I can do a lot of different things with you, you know. So that's really what I look for when it does come to dating, is just how multifaceted the individual is. So that usually piques my interest the most. The more flexible they are, the more interested I'm probably going to be.
Mm-hmm. Does he have to be tall, your height, or?
I don't get into all of that. Like, first of all, I'm 5'4". That's like number one. So 98% of the guys I've dated are always going to be taller than me and have been taller. So I'm a short guy, so like I can't really base it off of that. I don't really get into, you know, skin complexion and all that. I just want somebody that I find attractive, somebody that I personally find attractive. And yeah, like all the other extra, and have nice teeth. They gotta have like kind of nice teeth.
And if they don't have nice teeth, honey, I have a wonderful orthodontist here in D.C. to help them. Antonio.
So this is what I did for you, Alex, you know, as a good friend. I tagged you in on this tag. So anybody who's interested, if they don't know his name, it's Alex in Wonderland. I just tagged you on your wall. So, you know, get at him.
That was shady boo. All right,
you take the next call.
Alex, darling. Alex, it was
y'all
such
was
a
really
pleasure
going out.
To hear this evening. Thank you for bringing the funny, honey, as you always do. We're going to put you back in queue, Pumpkin, and we're going to go to a caller from the 708 area code. I think that's Chicago, guys, gals, and everyone listening. And if this is 708 in Chicago, this could only be one person. It might be Jeremy, I'm hoping. Is
Hello,
this our darling Jeremy?
Yes, it
Hi,
is.
Hi, Jeremy. Welcome to the show. Oh, thank you for calling me beautiful. You're so sweet. Wait till you see me in person. You're going to be so happy. I'm really, really beautiful. Anyway, and so is DJ. And so is Paul. So is Ramon and Antonio.
That was a good cover up, you know.
You caught that, right? Look,
yeah, I caught
wait,
that.
DJ, that was all Alexis Carrington for you, baby.
We're gonna do a dynasty fight, girl.
Okay, honey, look. And I'm gonna serve you that old nasty champagne that she served that girl on the show. But anyway, who has a question for Jeremy tonight?
I have a question for Jeremy.
All right, Ramon, tell us. What's your question?
For Jeremy, what catches your attention for someone to take you out on a date? Like, what are you looking for? What's going to catch your attention for you to say, like, you do want to date that person?
First of all, they approach. I love a guy with sexy swag to come up. He don't have to be a thug or whatever, but he can at least have, you know, some kind of swag about him. And just the conversation that he began to give me, that'll just bring all my attention to him right there.
Hmm. All right. Just the conversation. All right. Jeremy, your best date. Talk to us about your best date that you've ever had.
My best date was actually to a museum. It was in Chicago, downtown, Museum of Science and Industry. It was an exhibit that I was researching. I think a school project. And the guy that I was talking to at the time, he just was like not into that kind of stuff at all. But he took me anyway. Believe it or not, he was interested in the subject too. We had lunch in a park on the lake, on the lakefront. And it was just an awesome date. We didn't have sex, but it was just so intimate in conversation. We had so much chemistry that it was just like the best day ever.
Best date ever. The museum. See, guys, we can go to the museum. We can take a nice ride on the river and look at the stars at night. Love that. Okay, any other questions for our beautiful Jeremy with his great lips from Chicago?
Sure. I mean, you know, I'm asking everybody, you know, tonight we're making love connections. Are you crushing on someone in the group?
There's some handsome and attractive and sexy man in the group.
You didn't answer the question.
You want to drop anybody in particular that you find handsome and sexy and beautiful and all that jazz?
What city they live in?
I didn't know the East Coast had so many attractive men. But you know, Pennsylvania, Virginia. Oh, I really have some very sexy men.
Jeremy, I do know somebody in the group who was interested in you.
Oh, look at this one over here.
That's none of my business.
Honey, you heated the tea up on the stove. You might as well pour it into the cup. Shit. And so we can all have a sip. Now tell it.
I can't put it out there, though.
See,
you will
probably get contacted by
somebody.
I told them to go ahead and inbox you. So,
who are you referring to?
I tagged you so that people can inbox you, Jeremy, as well. Alex, this.
Oh, you will get an inbox from somebody. So,
I love Alex, Mr. Gray.
So, yeah, or something else. Fucking Antonio is damn Sally Jesse Raphael. And this next one in damn Sycamore, New Jersey is Phil Donahue trying to make love connections, child. Oh, goodness. Y'all are funny, honey. Funny. Okay, we have to transition into the relationship portion of our show. You said what?
Sorry, I will see you all in D.C.
We will see you all soon. It sounds like you're outside riding motorcycles, so make sure you have your helmet on.
driving home from work, it was this guy trying to get my attention. You keep holding.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. We're going to put you back in queue. And we're going into relationships. Got to talk about those great relationships. So,
I have one. Before we go there, I have one question. Tanze posted in the group. He asked, he tagged you and I. He said, at what age do you put swag away and aim for class?
That honestly is a very good question, and it varies per person. There is no set age.
Okay, so let's.
It's going to be one of those things that you know. It's going to vary from person to person.
Okay, wait a minute. Is someone masturbating on the phone? Because whoever it is, you are breathing very heavily. Rah-rah, what are you doing? I hope you're not rubbing one out while we're on the damn radio. Okay, you're supposed to
say
that.
No, that's not me.
Get off. Okay, well, somebody is having a breathing problem on the phone. Okay, so you were saying, DJ Darling, sorry about that.
Yes, I was saying that there's no cut and dry, you know, answer for that. It depends on the person. If you're young, when you're younger, you know, we want swag. Some of us want swag. When you get older, then you start focusing on class. I know for me personally, when I hit about 25, I'm 31 now, so when I hit 25, I was like, fuck swag. Swag isn't going to do anything for me. Swag is... you know how to wear some good Tim's or some good Nike boots and some you know, some great jeans. I want to see you with class. I want to see you in a suit. I want to see you in a nice tie. I want to go out to dinner where we're going somewhere that's classy. I don't want to go to, you know, Annie's in Northwest, the cafe. You know, take me to some Belgian restaurant where we can go eat mussels that we got to dress up to. So, but that's just me. I believe that, again, when you're younger, you want swag. When you're older, you want class. But it varies from person to person at what age.
That's a big turnoff. If you're 30 years old dressing like a teenager still.
Yeah, that right there, bitch, boom, bye. Get out of here. You're trying to relive your 20s. Get out of here.
Right. The bigger question is, I mean, I think for me, it's always been about class. I mean, that's just me. I exude class. I was raised with class. I've always wanted to be of class. And, you know, I've never, I mean, we all have our moments where, you know, we can go out and we could, you know, hang out with our friends and we can kiki. But there is something about a man that is classy and classic at all times and who can let his hair down and, you know, and be fun, but just have a level of respect and governance over oneself. I mean, I think that in your 20s, you know, you fucked up, you made those little mistakes or whatever, but you should have still had some type of exertion of class for me. I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying, DJ. It's you know, I guess it's the person ultimately and where you're going. I like what Dwayne Kroom said in terms of, you know, wanting to get married and have kids. And, you know, I think there's a certain level of class that comes with that as well, and status as well. So, Antonio? Would you agree? Disagree?
I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with your entire statement.
Rara?
I agree.
Are you a classic man? Will we see you dressed from head to toe in a tailored suit? Looking amazing.
Look, already, like, once I pass my 30s, I put the Tims away. I'm more of a shoe person than a sneaker person.
Mm-hmm. In August. August is the ranking classy man. You could just see it. What is it? I don't know if you were in a wedding August or attending a wedding with that nice white dinner jacket. I said, okay, look at him, Mr. Classic Man. Are you a classic man, August?
Yes, at this age, yes.
August kills you. August, like, at this age. August is like, what, early 40s, something like that, if that. I need you to
He's
stop
lying.
At this
he is
age.
In his 30s.
Okay.
Yeah.
August is like an old, fabulous, luxurious mansion on Sunset Boulevard. Just refined and gracious and majestic.
So
we like
me.
Before we...
Oh,
you
one
better
thing
stop
before
it.
We go.
Yeah. Don't change your mind on the question now, Antonio.
No, I was just trying to think one more thing before we go into relationships. R. Trump asked, he said, so how long should you date someone before you decide to turn it into a relationship?
That, again, is one of those things that I feel that varies from person to person. See, this is the thing. You never want to, when you are dating somebody and you want to be in a relationship with somebody, you never try to set up the worst thing that you can do is try to establish a timeline. Because when you set up a timeline for when something is going to happen, you will end up 9 times out of 10 getting hurt. You have to let things happen naturally. For instance, when you plant a seed, you don't rush the seed to sprout. It has to, certain things have to happen with that soil and with water and with sunlight for that seed to turn into a sprout. Relationships are like that. You just can't plant something and then snap your fingers or do the genie blink or do a bewitched twitch your nose and then boom, you're in a relationship. You have to work for it. So, again, I feel that moving from dating one person to being in a relationship with one person, that there is no established timeline. There should not be an established timeline, because if you do establish a timeline, again, you will ultimately end up probably disappointed.
You know what? I disagree. I think that I don't think you necessarily have to say, okay, we started dating on January 1st. By June 1st, we have to be in a relationship. I don't think that, you know, needs to be established, but I think that, you know, you got to look at it and monitor it and say, okay, well, where are we going? Where are we going? Let's have a temperature check. And let's say, okay, we started dating in January. It's been 6 months. You know, you have to think about your future with this person and, you know, is this going to work? I don't think that you have to necessarily put a date on it, or it doesn't have to be like a strict timeline, but you need to have a full understanding of where the relationship is going. After 6 months, I'm not necessarily looking for a ring, and I'm damn sure not looking for you to move in with me, but I'm certainly looking to see, okay, are we going to say I'm yours and you're mine and we're going to go into the next phase of this, or does that just happen naturally?
And that's what I'm saying. As for you, instance, Tristan, that would work for you. But for somebody else, you know, there might be something that they might end up moving faster. They might end up moving faster, and they might be comfortable with that. All I'm saying is that there is no universal answer to it. It's all about where those two people are. If they are if they are comfortable enough that they want to do something, go for it. But if they're not, but if both parties are not mutually agreeing to something, then, you know, that's where you need to take your time and you need to do that inventory and find out what's going on. I know for me personally, I've been talking to somebody for 7.5 months now, and that's all it is, talking. That's it.
So is okay, so it's talking, is there any sex involved?
Nope. The only thing he done got is patted me on the butt a few times and he done kissed me, and vice versa. That's it.
I'm shocked.
Ooh,
I know a lot
that was very shady, and I'm ignoring
that hateful, spiteful skinny bitch that's on the other line. But but no, seriously, it's been like that. I talk to him damn near every day, and that's what it is. I'm taking my time with it because I've been the type of person that after a week jumping into a relationship or 2 months jumping into a relationship. So I decided that if I was going to get into a relationship anytime soon, I'm making sure that I know a hell of a lot more from this person. So
for me, I normally wait about 3 months of just strongly dating that person to fully commit to that person.
Well, remember, also, I said talk.
I mean, but
everybody, I'm not dating this person.
Yeah,
you're fully committing in one way.
That this is the only person that I'm dating. This is the only person that I'm being intimate with. This is the only person that I'm trying to move forward to a relationship with.
Right. Interesting. Okay, well, we're going to open up the phone lines. We have a caller calling out of North Carolina. The 919 area code and the last 4 digits of the telephone number is 9638. Caller in North Carolina, you are on the air. This is Common Ties Live. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, Tristan. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? And who am I talking to?
This is Frankie.
Hi, my Frankie love.
Hi, Frankie.
So sweet.
Hey, darling. How are y'all?
Good. So Frankie, we're talking about relationships. How soon is it to be in a relationship?
I actually have been in that predicament before. I gave someone 2.5 years, and he still decided that he wasn't ready for a relationship. So obviously, I'm not the best person to answer that, but. Personally, I feel like after a year, you should know if you want to pursue something serious or not.
Right.
And I will tell you, I will never be with somebody that long again without, like, a commitment.
So,
are you currently dating? I'm sorry, Antonio.
Yeah.
I just cut you off. Okay.
That's okay. I know the shade is real right now. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine because you threw shade at Ms. Dominique Devereaux over there, so I had to get your ass back, bitch. Okay, now ask your question.
Thank you, Alexis.
Okay. We work together, honey. Off camera, though. Go ahead, Antonio.
So you waited two years. Were you guys dating? Were you guys talking? What was happening that you what kept you waiting 2 years? That's quite a bit of time.
Well, I was kind of crazy. Basically what happened was he had gotten sick one weekend and I told him, I said, well, you can come over to my house and you can stay with me. And he ended up staying for 14 months. But we had really good times. He was a great guy. We went on vacations together and all of that. And then I found out some sneaky stuff that he had done. And I basically told him he could get the hell out of my house. And that's what he did. And that was that. And I didn't understand. For a long time, I didn't understand why he didn't want to commit. But it was based off some ex, baggage, all that kind of stuff. So I had to let it go. Definitely was.
Oh, wow. That's sad.
I mean, it's fine. Now we're cool. He got his man, and I'm over here doing me, and we good.
So what is it like to be in a relationship with Frankie?
From what I understand, it's pretty damn amazing.
Really? What do you bring to the table? What makes it amazing?
That's what I was about to ask, actually.
I don't know. I'm kind of submissive, so I guess if you're more dominant, it's a great thing. Like, I go out of my way to make sure that you know that I care.
Mm-hmm.
So
you like a man that takes control?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. August, you've been very quiet tonight. Do you have any questions for Frankie? August is always quiet, by the way, everyone. But any questions for Frankie about relationships?
No, not really at this time.
Okay. So, Frankie, darling, I want you to describe the most, like, ideal man that you would love to be in a relationship with. If you could build this man, what would he look like? Who would he be? How would he move?
Perfect man. Personality-wise, he would have to be, like, caring, loving, understanding, someone who got me, someone who could put up with my mouth, because I do have a lot of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who loved his mother and his father. Someone who loved God.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, he would be over 6'3". I don't really care about skin complexion. He would have to have a pretty smile. And he would have to have big hands. That's it.
Okay. You sound like you might, you know, be you want some big, giant Terry Crews type of man, okay, who can make his titties jump. All right, nothing wrong with that. Well, I guess you could say his pecs jump or whatever. He wouldn't have titties, he'd have pecs. Well, all right, Frankie, we're going to put you back. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's not a definite thing. That's just ideal. Mm-hmm. I'll date.
That's the perfect
thing. As long as you got a nice personality, we good.
Mm-hmm. And you guys can vibe. Well, honey, I'm going to send you off into relationship land. And I want you to keep listening to the show. We're going to pull in another caller. Thank you for calling in.
All right, darling. Have a good one.
All right. Same to you, sweetie.
Bye, Frankie.
All right. We have a caller calling out of, this might be Leo. This person is calling from the 757 number. We have quite a few 757s on tonight. Last four digits, 0565. And that caller is on the air. Caller, who is this calling from Virginia? 757 area code, last four digits, 0565. You're on the air.
Hey, Leo, how are you?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey,
I plugged that number. Hey. So, Leo, 7 years you were in a relationship, honey.
Yes, ma'am. I mean,
and 7 years in a relationship. How does one do that? How do you do that?
A lot of focus. A lot of time invested. You just have to communicate, especially in the very beginning of the relationship. You have to state your plan, state your goal, what's your intent. My intent was to marry this person. My intent was to have kids, buy a home one day. But we had to set short-term and long-term goals in order to attain that. And my idea was, you know, I work, you know, and set a time frame for him to get some certain things with his life together. But unfortunately, those things didn't happen, which ultimately was our demise. But you definitely, in a relationship to last, you have to be understanding, you have to be patient, you have to be caring, you have to be giving, and sometimes you have to give a little bit more than you should in order for it to maintain, even when it's a situation where they're not where you are in life, which I think for me was a big mistake. I think the next time I go around, I definitely want to have somebody who is more equally yoked than what my last situation was. But for me, the reason why it lasted as long as it did is because I allowed it to go on for as long as it did. I was in love. Love will make you do things that you wouldn't normally do. And what I had to learn is you have to love yourself more than you love a relationship. You definitely have to love your goals more than you love a relationship in order for it to work. And your lover has to love your goals just as much as you do, and vice versa. And when you don't have a situation set up like that, it will fail.
Very interesting. Any questions tonight on relationships to Leo?
I think he covered it.
My goodness, Leo. Okay, so 7 years in a relationship. How is single life now after being in a relationship for so long?
Well, I have been single for 3 years now. After June 17th, somewhere around there, I made 3 years. And it's just coming to a point in my life where I'm, like, complete. I feel good, whereas I spent 2 years not thinking about this person to a year of trying to recapture something that we had before, that it didn't work. And when I finally made the decision to say, you know, this is it, I can't do this no more, and I just pretty much separated myself from that person completely, like completely out of my life, no contact, no nothing, I feel good. I feel good about being single. I'm definitely open to the idea of dating and being in a relationship, and there may or may not be someone on my mind right now, but I'm never going to discredit the idea of being in a relationship, but I love being single. I do. I like being single. I like, low-key, I like the attention, the attention that I get because I'm single. But I'm definitely a relationship person. At my age, I've only been in two major relationships my entire life. And I'm so comfortable with the idea of being in a relationship. And I don't want to make the same mistakes. So I'm definitely trying to feel my way out before I make a definite decision. You know what I mean? So at this point in time, I'm open to the idea. And, you know, I have this person and that person saying certain things to me, and I've yet for those words to come to a actual thing. Yeah.
Well, you're a catch, honey, and I know that somebody in the group is going to absolutely scoop you off the market, or someone outside of the group. You never know. Hopefully, you'll be coming in October for our commentized weekend. I'm going to put you back in queue. Got to take another caller. Thank you for your insight and calling in the show. Hang on one moment.
Wait, before you go, DJ. DJ. DJ.
Yes.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, DJ.
I like this one. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So silly. Bye. So we have a caller. Let's see. I think we're going to go to Maryland, somewhere in Maryland. Where shall we go? Should we go to Baltimore? DJ, looks like we have some Baltimore people calling. Maybe
Let's
we can get some.
What they doing up in Baltimore?
Okay, maybe we can get some crabs from them. Someone, not the literal crabs, y'all. Blue crabs that we can eat. Okay?
Oh my goodness!
You know, we had to clean it up because you know the shady girls. Y'all got real quiet, like, ooh, crabs. What y'all doing?
Yeah, you was about to be on your own with that.
Okay, on my own, right? Baltimore caller, you are on the air with us. 410 is the area code. 4129, who is calling from Baltimore? And I hope the crabs are cooking in the pot. Hello, Baltimore. Who's on the line with us?
Hey, what's up? This is Bryant, DJ Bryant.
Hey.
Bryant. Hey, how's everybody?
Amazing, now that we're hearing your voice.
And I live in Elkton, Maryland. That's about an hour away from Baltimore.
Yeah, but,
I'm
in the boonies.
But I'm from Philadelphia, so I have two areas. And I've been listening to the show, and there's a lot of good conversation going on tonight.
Yeah. So
on both the dating aspect and the relationship aspect.
And now you're a part of it, so now you get to dish on relationships. Yay. Are you currently in a relationship?
I am not. I would like to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's
why is that?
You?
Yeah, there you
why
go.
Why am I not in one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What's stopping you?
I mean,
well, it just seems that, you know, I went out on a date this weekend, past weekend, and it just seems like I run into the same types of issues when I meet guys and try to date, and it's either they lack communication, or they don't know how to tell the truth or the complete truth. Mm. Finances is usually an issue. No vehicle, and they're not willing to get on a bus or a train. Being committed or wanting to be committed. People say they want to be committed, but once they get in and start trying to be committed, they can't. Or they don't know the things to do to make sure that there is peace in the relationship or the dating experience. For example, if we're dating and your phone is going off, we're watching TV and your phone is going off at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning consistently, you know, and we're supposed to be watching TV or cuddled up, then to me, that shouldn't be happening unless it's something important.
Unless it's Antonio posting one of his 9,000 messages in common time.
Wait a minute.
I wouldn't know about that.
I do have a question for Brian. I do have a question. Brian, where are you meeting these men at?
Well, I meet them in a lot of different places. It could be on one of Jack, Adam. It could be in the clubs. I work in clubs.
Oh, honey.
But I also work. I have a professional career in IT. I don't want to disclose where I work at, but
because the shade is real and somebody might.
Okay. A girl might call. I heard that man on the radio last night. I'm looking for. I have
never dated anyone that had their own place and a car.
Oh,
I've never dated anyone with. I've never dated anyone with a car.
Pause. Flag on the play.
And then, wait a minute. Let me take that step further. And then the few that did have a car, it wasn't legal. The car wasn't legal, or they didn't have a license or no insurance. It was some issue, some kind of way. So
I have a serious question. Brian, I don't know you. Please do not get offended when I'm asking you these questions. How old are you?
48.
Okay, you're 48. How old are the people that you are dating or attempting to get to know?
They're various ages, whoever approaches me. The date I went out with on Saturday, he was 26, soon to be 27, but he had a car. But he did everything else wrong.
Okay. So now you live in Elkton, Maryland. And then you DJ in Philadelphia, correct?
And mostly, primarily, but I do DJ in other cities as well.
Okay, so you are telling us and the audience that you primarily find people in between your home and then your various places of business, correct?
Correct. And so, I've dated in other cities, like traveling, like Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So granted, I hear what you're saying about what they don't have this, they don't have that. When you are going out or you are looking for people, are you not asking the right qualifying questions at the beginning to find out where these people are currently?
Oh, I'm not dating any of these people. When someone
Dating to me is we are going on a date. Dating to me is not like a relationship, not one-on-one. Dating to me is we're recreationally going out for me to get to know you. So if I'm dating, I might be dating multiple people.
So that's what
I'm trying to figure out.
Usually when I'm talking to someone before we even go out on a date, I usually ask the questions that are pertinent to me, which is, do you drive? You know, and I don't have a problem with someone not having a car. The problem that I have is the people that I have met, they expect me to pick them up, and they assume that I have a car. So, you know, and then they're not willing to get on the bus or the train. If you are willing to take the bus or the train, I'm fine with that. Just don't think that I'm supposed to pick you up. I never even said that I have a car. So they don't even ask me to have a car. They just assume that I do.
Right. There sounds like you got some stipulations there.
Well, I wanted to be easy. Here's my goal in for a relationship for me. If I'm with someone and we're together in a relationship, I should not be doing the same things I did when I was single. So in some kind of way, my life should change for the better because of the person that I'm with. So if my life
is
still the same,
you also can't expect a 26-year-old to meet a lot of the criteria that
no. You're absolutely right. I would never expect that. Right. So you're absolutely right. So if my life is going to stay the same or worse, then there's no need of me being with you. You know, it's relationships you're supposed to grow, help each other, enjoy each other, you know, build a life together, try to not have so many problems in a relationship. And what I see is a lot of people that I know, they bring a lot of problems on themselves. They create their own problems. And some of those problems could be avoidable if you just stop and think about what you're doing before you do it.
Right.
But
well,
I went out on a moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead and finish because all this has a question for you.
I went out on a date on Saturday. The guy that I went with is from Baltimore. He's 20. He'll be 27. So before we went out, we talked on the phone for a few weeks. I asked him, does he drink? What does he drink? And he told me he only drinks wine. And I said, okay, fine, cool. So he came with me to the club last Friday night, and he drank like 6 alcoholic drinks. He drank no wine. And as a matter of fact, when we left the club, he was pissy drunk. And this was the first time we met. So how do you go from drinking 6 big cups of liquor when you told me you only drink wine? And then he said, oh, I wanted to get a taste of Philly. This is my first time here. So does it take 6 drinks to get a taste of Philly when you say you don't drink liquor?
It takes 6 drinks to get a taste of Philly if you plan on fighting it. Like, stop. Like, that's what he was getting ready for.
So that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I mean, and why lie about that? If you drink, you drink. I wasn't trying to measure him or put him down because he drinks, but he told me he don't drink liquor. He said, I only drink wine. And then he said, well, they didn't have any wine here. I said, okay, so that means you drink liquor? Then it was a whole other bunch of stuff that he did that I just thought that was inappropriate. Like, he used one of my towels.
Before you even go into that, because that now you're nitpicking, you're using good towels and stuff, we have a question from August, because you about to take this conversation into a whole nother direction that we do not want to go into when you start talking about your towels.
Sorry, I apologize.
So, August, what's your question? What's your question, August?
Well, I don't mean to offend or anything like that, but my question is simply is, why are you dating someone who's 26 or 27?
That was going to be the first time.
Go ahead, August.
You know, the type of things that you're talking about, I expect from a 26 or 28-year-old. There's only, if I'm going out with a 26 or 28-year-old, there's only one thing in my mind with this, and it's not marrying you.
Caesar salad with croutons on top. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I have met a couple of 20-something-year-olds that were semi-mature. And then I've met some older guys who weren't so mature. So I've learned that age doesn't always depict what's going to come out of the personality.
That's very true.
So I usually give most people a chance.
I usually give most people a chance. And then until you show me that we're not on the same page, then that's when I let it go. So,
but then the question now becomes, Brian, what can a 26-year-old do for a 48-year-old man when you have expectations of someone having financial stability, having an automobile?
He had an automobile.
Okay.
And I said nothing about financial stability. Unless we're buying a house together, I don't care what your finances are.
But earlier you said nothing about run into issues with
people not having money. Money to do things. If we go out to dinner, you can pay for me, I can pay for you. You have some money of your own is what I'm speaking of.
Right,
I'm not speaking
right.
of major money. I have my own house.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
and I have two cars. So I'm speaking of just having money for us to do things. If we go to a play, that you have money.
Let me ask you a question. Do you consider yourself a person that's very materialistic? Do things matter to you?
No, no.
Okay, but you know you come off as that, right? Because you've spoken.
I knew you were going to say that.
The entire time.
No.
With us. Let me finish. We've listened to you for about 15 minutes now, and it is as long as I've had someone stay on the phone, but I'm just going to keep straight. You have talked about
cars, you
talk about money, you talk about house, you talk about good towels. What about the genuineness of dating and being in a relationship with someone? You didn't talk about good credit, so I guess that doesn't matter, but you know, what's the genuineness? Did I hear you look at personality?
I didn't get a chance to go. I don't want to dominate the conversation, so I'm just giving you basics. There's way more to this than what we've talked about. So I look at the whole package when I'm dating someone. I don't just one thing.
I'm gonna stop you right there because, you know, this is such a, I have a really, really spicy conversation, and I think that we're probably going to have to do a part two of this
to
continue because there's so many other people, and we spent about 100 hours talking to you, which is fine, but I actually enjoy our conversation. I'm going to put you back in queue because I've got to bring a few more callers on, but I'm going to reach out to you because we need to revisit this conversation because there's another part of this that you just opened up that I like. That we didn't really look at expectations.
Who is this that's talking?
This is Tristan talking in the flesh, honey.
Tristan.
Yes, and actually,
all right,
and
Tristan.
Ad libbing. So I'm going to put you back in queue, baby. Thank
all right.
you
You're welcome.
For calling in. We're going to take our next
all
caller.
Right.
Wow. So that was deep. We have expectations in the relationship or expectations
exactly.
while dating.
And guess what? You want to know something with those expectations? That's why I always say when you are getting to know somebody the correct way, qualifying questions, you should not be going out on a date with any man that does not meet your standards. If this man, if you know how to have an effective conversation with someone, you will be ruling out these people before you're even stepping foot into them face to face. I know for me, when I'm going on a date, I already, because of the type of conversation that I'm having where I'm not pulling teeth to get my answers, I am asking you, what are your expectations? What do you want? Most importantly, what do you need? If you have to have an ideal partner, what do you want your ideal partner to bring to the table? If those things are not matching up in that conversation, I'd be damned if I'm going to sit up here and spend an hour getting ready to go meet you in Northwest D.C. and spend some money on a dinner where I know good and damn well ain't shit going to come out of it.
Right.
Well,
you
I might
know
as well have just
about,
called Domino's and ate some pizza and watched Netflix.
Right. Well, what's interesting about what Brian just said, and no shade to Brian, you know, everyone's opinion matters.
Yeah, no tea, no shade.
Is that, you know, no tea, no shade. But what's interesting about what he said is the age differences, you know, and that's another part that we probably need to talk about on our next show as we continue this conversation, is how there is a physical attraction between younger men, older men, but it seems like there are some demands in the relationship or when dating or expectations on both parties. But I don't think that both parties have the same expectations of one another. They're not identical. They're very different. So
exactly.
that's very interesting. Very, very interesting. Let's open it up. Let's take another caller. You know, we've got another caller in Baltimore. We might as well stay in Baltimore. 410 is the area code. 3486. Caller in Baltimore. You are on the air with us. 3486. Last four digits of the telephone
number. Yeah, you know, it's funny because I'm sitting here talking to my buddy, and I'm like, I hope that they're not going to call me being the Baltimore caller. I'm actually not in Baltimore right now. I'm in New York City, and this is Minister Ken Austin Jr. How are you?
Oh, my God. Minister
Ken
Austin Jr.
Our
we love
baby.
You.
Hi,
our
Ken.
Baby. Our prayer warrior, Ken.
I was
minister.
Ken? Minister, honey. Ken, Ken, please talk to us. Help us understand, you know, can we have the Ruth and Boaz conversation? Do we need to go to the scripture, Ken? Understand these relationships.
I don't want to have a Ruth and Boaz conversation, but what I can tell you that Austin Jr. has been, I haven't been in a relationship for about 9 months. And the last person that I was in a relationship from a spiritual point of view, I was dating a bishop, and we were dating. And this particular person, after dating for 8 months and living together for 2 months, finally told me that I was not his spouse and I was not a person that he needed to be with. And at first, for the first 2 months, I felt like I felt like I was a failure, like there was something wrong with me. But as I prayed about it, and continued to pray about it, and I felt that's why when Leo was talking, I was having a good moment because I was like, as I prayed about it, there was some stuff that I needed to complete as a single person before I even considered being with somebody that was together and having a relationship with somebody that had their stuff together. Like, I was dating somebody that was working on their PhD, and here I was just trying to finish my Master's of Divinity. So we were at two totally different tiers of relationship. He was ready to get his PhD. I'm not even finished my master's degree program. He lived in North Carolina. I lived in New York. So we were trying to pull together two different resources that from two different polarities of the country to try to be together, and we weren't 100% on the same level. And sometimes people try to do this long-distance relationship thing where they try to pull too much together too soon, and I think sometimes you just got to take your time. Just take your time. The person that you are looking for will come. The person that you're waiting for. For some people, their job is to wait for the person to come and find them. And for some people, their job is to look for the person that they want. If there's a word from the Lord for tonight, that's my word. Some people need to wait, and some people need to look. Waiters and lookers learn to look. Some people that are waiting, they're waiting with pictures on their Instagram and pictures that are showing more than they need to show. And there are some lookers that are looking with bad pictures and aren't even looking with just looking all kind of discombobulated and not even looking like they somebody that somebody wants. But lookers need to look like they're looking, and waiters need to wait like and look like they're waiting. I think
so
that's
Ken,
the word.
Ken,
you better wait.
He just hit on a whole bunch of stuff.
He did. And I was about to ask the question. I think that and that sounds like something that I say, and I want to know if you agree, do not ask for others what you yourself do not have to offer.
You are right. And we've had this conversation back in July. We had this conversation, and yes, you cannot ask for somebody to be this, that, and the third, and then when you look at your bank account, it doesn't have it. When you look at your pool of cultural diversity, you don't have that. You don't tell somebody you want to go to the museum and you've never been to a museum. Don't tell somebody you want to go to a wine tasting. You ain't never been to a wine tasting in your life. Don't tell somebody you want to go bungee jumping and now you're scared because you ain't never been bungee jumping and you wouldn't do it your own self. Just don't ask for somebody else what you can't do for yourself. Because
and
you
I
have
think
to be able
that falls. Oh, I'm sorry.
Then you go ahead. You just have to be able to love yourself enough to do those things for yourself first before you try to invite somebody else to do some of those things with you.
And it's all about realistic expectations.
Yes, sir.
That's the biggest thing, and that is what I want. You know, everybody that's listening, have some real expectations. You know good and damn well you gotta be, first of all, this is my big thing, and Ken, I think you would agree with me, I think everybody on the phone would agree with me. You cannot ask for somebody to be real with you if you're not even real with them.
That's right. You have to bring your 100% when you're in a relationship, before you call yourself even in a relationship, even in that dating phase, you have to bring 100% of yourself to the table, because if you bring half of yourself to the table, when the rest of the half comes to the table and you wonder why somebody's leaving, it's because now they're getting to know a part that you never brought to the table to begin with. Exactly. You have to bring your whole self and say, I want you to know all of me at this one time, or get a chance, take enough dates to learn all of me so that you can make a conscious decision that you really, really, really want to be with me. Because if you don't want to be with me later on down the line, I realize that you never had the endurance to begin with. In the Bible, there's something that talks about some certain things that come to us so that we can test our endurance. But our endurance is not complete if we don't bring our complete self to the entire table. You have to bring your complete self to the table to endure completely. You know, and so right now I'm not dating anybody. I'm single. I'm actually happy, single, and celibate. Celibate for about 3 years in October. I'm thankful to God that I haven't let anybody touch this cookie that ain't ready to really be with me. Because,
yes.
Lord,
yes.
Lord,
Lord.
Yes.
Wait, we cannot be indulging the preacher on the line and talking about cookies at the same time.
Okay.
No, he said cookie, not pussy.
Oh. He said cookie. Okay, a chocolate chip cookie, a moist one at that. Okay, stop it. Okay, double chocolate chip. Okay. Ken, it is always a pleasure to have you on the line, darling.
I love you guys. I love you so much.
Love you too, baby.
Love you too.
Stay travels in
and
New York.
Until October, till we see each other again.
Exactly. It's going to be fun. And make sure you bring all your cookies, honey, because the right one might want to dip you in his milk. But anyway, all right, we're going to let you go. Safe travels.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, so we're going to take one last caller. It is 12:26 a.m. My goodness, this has been such an interesting show. We're going to do a part two. It's amazing how these conversations go.
Absolutely.
Part two will be dating and relationships. And I think it's safe to say, do we want to preface it as dating and relationships, expectations and realities? Because I guess that's the meat and core of the next discussion. Huh, guys? What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Expectations
really
and realities.
I really going to have
And you know,
on
one thing that I want to touch on, one thing I want to touch on next week, because it was in the group, it was a big discussion, was this swag when it turns into class. I think that we need to go back and retouch on that, because there was a big debate in the group. But we can do that next week.
Right. We're going to go to our last caller coming out of New York State. Looks like this caller is somewhere in upstate New York. Area code is 631, and the last four digits of the caller's telephone number is 1543. 1543 caller calling out of New York State, area code 631. You're on the air, commentized live. Who are we talking to? Caller, are you there? Calling out of New York State.
Hello?
631.
Hello?
Yep. Hello?
Hello?
Caller, are you there?
Hey.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, it's Garrick. So I've definitely been listening. There's a lot wrong. Just like going on from like in the group, I feel like oftentimes the problem with dating is that, again, going back to this whole expectations thing, and I feel like a lot of people look for love in the wrong places. So looking on Jack or Adam for Adam, I'm sorry, you're not going to find Mr. Right there. That's for a hookup, which is why they tell you this person is X amount of miles away from you. Also, there's like this expectation on being uber masculine. I feel like oftentimes we worship this hyper masculine idea of what a man is supposed to be. What else? Just the whole, then also there's the thing of sex. I feel like people don't know how to date anymore. It's more so just like, oh, hey, what do you drive? Are you top or bottom? And then I invite you over my house to watch Netflix, and we barely get through the movie, and we're fucking, and then it's on to the next one. trying to think anything else.
Well, I think
go ahead.
Really hit on it. We look for relationships or dating on these apps when it sounds like from what you're saying is that face to face communication is probably best. And did you say your name was Garrett?
Yeah, Garrick.
Garrick, welcome to the group. I see that you're one of our newest members. So good to hear your voice calling out of New York State. I'm going
to
put you back in queue because we have 33 seconds until the end of show. Thanks for calling in, Garrick. Have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
So with 25 seconds left to go, we're going to have a part two, dating and relationships, expectations and realities, coming up next week. Got to send a big shout out to Aurora for allowing us to play her song High Key, which is for free, available on us. Thank you to Rara, Antonio, August, DJ, and of course, it's Tristan Kia. Thank you all for listening, and good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.